Blog Talk Radio.
I think it's one of our best intros. I mean, I've been doing some of my own stuff and everything, and like we always have been, but I mean, this intro, this is the Fuck Trump intro, and I don't think I will ever change it, even when Trump is gone. So, you've heard it. We've mentioned it. So I did a girl power hour today, and for some reason I can see numbers already, so yay, two people already listened to that. That was pretty interesting. I felt that that was very useful information. That was for all the time that we've missed. Don't worry, there's more. And that was just in voting. That doesn't do women's suffrage in other areas, and don't worry, we're going to cover that. I feel like that's a necessity. You know, it's my fucking radio station. I'm going to do what I want. So, you sent them, we gonna read them. I got your stories, too, and thank you for that. Everybody sending me news, sending me stories, things you want to hear about, questions, comments, your memes. I'm loving it. Thank you for the fan mail. I did the promo pick already. I'm probably going to go ahead. Let's see if I can actually do something with that. That would be really cool to be able to put that on there. I think I will. I think I'm going to, as soon as I can, now that Trump has been somewhat defeated, and don't worry, we're not out of the woods yet, I might just make my banner the promo pick of the month, or of each 100, I'm not sure, because there's still more shit to protest, I'm sure. But BNM looted and burnt things! Looting is a misdemeanor, breaking into a Capitol armed and killing, Capitol armed and killing a cop is a litany of federal crimes. And waving the flag of an enemy nation, see Confederate, is potentially one of the highest crimes in the nation. Yep, you heard it. For those of you with your Confederate flag, you are toting around the, why don't you just bleach it white, call it a day. You're just too dumb to know what you're doing. And I'm just like, so after he whipped them into a frenzy at the rally and told them to show strength and fight, I'm walking with you to the Capitol. They all went home. Then Antifa showed up dressed as Trumpers, took their place and stormed the Capitol. Cool story, bro. I'm so sad a little bit. I regret not being on Twitter and laying into his ass every day up to the point where he got kicked out. But I'm glad that I don't have to do that anymore, but I'm sad. I don't know. It's a love-hate thing. Now I'm just like, I want to get on Twitter and bother the moron in chief. Here's one, Dr. James Davies, PhD. For many anthropologists, psych diagnosis is a mere act of translation, where the professional recasts a person's experience in terms of their own culturally situated symbolic system. The more people converted to this system, the more powerful the illusion of its indispensability. Ooh, deep stuff. And did y'all hear? Rashida Tlaib, she said, we're going to impeach the motherfucker again. so happy about that. That makes me very, well, he should be dragged out. Like, this should set a precedent. Everything that he's done, this should not be a thing where we wait, we vote. He should be in jail. His kids should be in jail. Rudy Giuliani, let's have a trial by combat. So you're threatening violence over one of the fairest elections we've had in a long time. I mean, 2016 was stolen from us. But that's what you get. That's what you get. That's karma, baby. Yeah. I was so busy today. I did a half-assed done promo pick, but I do like it because it's simple, it was done right, and I didn't have to do much to make it happen. I like it because we literally prep usually and have to do like a lot of stuff and set up. I like it. It's going to be nice. I got pink bottoms, y'all. Pink bottom shoes. I love them. So I was sent this today during Girl Power Hour, and it's so funny. I don't know if it was just synchronicity or on purpose or whatever, but I feel like this is something that we should all say at some point. Like right now, in my story, like this is the part of my life where I slightly move myself from anyone who hurts me more than they love me, drains me more than they replenishes me, and brings me more stress than they do peace, and tries to stunt my growth rather than clap for it. I think I've done enough talking and trying to make things work with certain people. I'm done. That is definitely where I've been for months, but I think that's where I'm going to stay. Like, one of the comments that Sean made, Sean B. will be getting out. I will be sending him a letter out tonight. He sent me envelopes, if you didn't catch the last show a couple days ago. But I have to write him now. He even sent me paper. Surprised he didn't send me a pen, too. But, yeah, I guess he wants me to write him back. And I have not been doing that. So, January 11th, today the energy was highly charged, if you ask me. Keep aware of your thought process as you go out into the midnight hours, as the universe is finely attuned to the vibration you are sending out and will be working to align your thoughts with your reality. Manifestation is amplified right now. This is the wake-up call. Major and positive change is on the way. Clear out old energy to make way for the new. The powerful healing frequency begins. Heightened awareness, intuition, major transformation, soul growth, forgiveness, reset, moving beyond pain, seeing the post in front of you for what it is, heading into the right direction, knowing that you are traveling along the path meant for you. Have faith that everything is coming together perfectly. Even if it's difficult, a lot of times the universe literally always, for me, everything usually tends to somehow work out as long as I just let things happen. I mean, I stress like a motherfucker, don't get me wrong. That's why I try and always make sure everything's on top. That's what he said. Anyway, so we've got more stuff. We've got news. And by the way, some fucking Trumper piece of fucking shit carved the word Trump into a fucking manatee. Are you kidding me? This is the white trashiest state ever. What? Let me guess. A Black Lives Matter protester did that too? I guarantee you, if a Black Lives Matter protester saw one of them up close and personal, they'd probably scream. Maybe cry. I don't know. I don't know if they would approach it, but I damn sure don't think they would want to hurt it. You don't do that. What the fuck is wrong with you people? Anyone see Tommy Lauren get owned by herself? by her own words. Oh my God. The jokes write themselves. I couldn't write a better fucking terrible TV show. I mean, it's such a train wreck, you don't want to stop watching. It's horrible. Now imagine how hopeless a sycophant you'd have to be that even after your boss sent terrorists to try and kill you, you still refuse to use your constitutional right to have him removed from office. Pence is a bitch. Just like Ted Cruz couldn't protect his wife or stand up for his wife, so no way would he ever stand up for the Constitution, the rule of law, or democracy. He needs to resign. Going back in time, in 1923, Adolf Hitler led a failed coup. He was treated leniently. Germany moved on. A decade later, he was a dictator, and the worst disaster in the history of the civilized world ensued. In 2021, when the President of the United States leads a failed coup, we must not move on. Anybody see the NRA, what they tweeted out? These fucking pieces of shit. All of our guns have been banned? No, because everyone is out of guns, you stupid motherfucker. In fact, my whole town is out of guns. Every town surrounding us is out of guns. Every gun shop right now is out of guns. Everybody's stocked up. Walmart put back the guns in their fucking store because that was just a, what is it called, a... Hold on. Can't remember. I know it's a stunt, though. I just can't remember the proper name for it. Nope. Can't remember. I'll remember later. All our words have been censored? No. But Trump can't incite violence and send them to the Capitol like that. Our history has been erased. You mean white supremacy needs to be erased? Because it does, yes. That's not, well, it is your history, never mind. I'm going to be quiet on that because that's fucking true. All of your freedom has been taken. Not really, because that poor lady hit that barricade at the Capitol and they shot her. Y'all are just getting lightly arrested at your homes for petty federal. I don't see none of it being stuck because they're white. Sorry, you've lost my vote there. Would they finally understand why we fight so hard to protect our right to keep and bear arms? David Hogg responds, please fuck off. The country just went through a terrorist attack. What is it you always say? Oh, right. Stop politicizing tragedy. Oh, my God. Now, that piece of shit Kyle Rittenhouse is not only out on bail, but he's hanging out with his mom drinking. The free as fuck shirt that he had on, nice touch to the fuck you. That is our judicial system. This country may be beyond broken. Beyond repair. And that was not a protest. It was a riot to uphold white supremacy. Allowed to happen, the mostly white insurrectionists roam freely and without consequence through the heart of our democracy. The only explanation is that this was allowed to happen because they were white, not black, brown, or indigenous people. At Standing Rock, it took them 45 minutes to arrest, maim, possibly even and kill some of them, and permanently maim them in about 45 minutes, 58 people plus. So I don't want to hear it. The white mob that made its way to the dais of the U.S. House of Representatives and the Senate, literally sitting in the chair the vice president had been in minutes before, is the ultimate embodiment of white privilege. It makes me literally sick. Rep. Jim Jordan. Hashtag Jim, G-Y-M Jordan, because you let your colleagues rape students, and you turned a blind eye. May you also be a rapist? Probably. This guy, 60 million Americans are subject to a stay-at-home order or curfew. 11 million are right here in Ohio. What would the founders say? Well, there was a massive smallpox epidemic during the American Revolution. Washington quarantined the infected, refused to let people from hotspots travel to his army, and even sent a thousand soldiers to Boston to prevent the spread there. You should definitely try reading a book. Anybody else see their neighbors, family members get sick? Seeing the bodies on the news pile up in the rented freezer trucks that they use for our food? You know, they're going to use that for our food after. Well, that's if we have enough food that gets taken to the grocery store. Trump has really, in a ripple effect, at every level and aspect, he has fucked everything up, and like on purpose. Because now gigging, now he made it on his way out, piece of shit, because everyone's having a gig. You got to get a special business license for that. Not everyone's got that, and we didn't need that before. We pay our taxes on that, and that's it. So this piece of fuck. He did not have COVID. I don't believe him. That was a stunt. That's what it is. Publicity stunt. Ah! I remembered. See? Huh? Yeah, I told you. All that's a publicity stunt to try and make, instead of doing what he should have done, the right thing the first time, doing everything the right way, how it should have been done, he's gone about working so hard to be so fucking lazy. But right now, you know, they keep talking about flattening the curve policy, but the problem with that policy in the U.S. is that its burden fell disproportionately on people who choose to follow the guidelines while others ignored them, which means some people haven't left their house in a year while others are throwing fucking weddings. While there have certainly been some cases of COVID transmitted by those who follow the social distance mask guidelines, the vast majority of transmission has been because of ignorant, selfish dipshits who ignored the science and let hundreds of thousands of people fucking die. And that is on Trump's hands, this entire fucking administration, and any motherfucker that has voted for him and allotted this to happen. Pence, this falls on you too, motherfucker, you piece of trash. He sent a mob after you, and you couldn't even do what you're supposed to do because you're scared. I'm sure Putin by now is getting you ready to be taken out the pasture anyway, am I right? I don't know. That's just my take. But every time I see Trump now, I think of the coronavirus patients in pain, gasping for air. I think how many will lose their lives and die alone. You know, they have iPads, like, on these, I don't know what to call them, wheeled pulley things. I don't know what the hell is all those things. They lose me. But that's what people are saying goodbye to their family members in. We've been lucky because we've been following the guidelines. We don't go out unless we have to. And, you know, I do Pokemon Go. It's a little bit difficult to do things remotely. Your Pokemon aren't as strong. I still have fun, but it's so much more fun when you can have more people, for sure. Can it be played by yourself in solace? Yes, definitely, pass the time. I tell everyone, play Pokemon Go, man. Either some dumb fucking Pokemon, and I'm like, God damn it, Pokemon's broken. But you know what? It's fun. And I don't really go anywhere. I go to work or stay home usually. I go out on my birthday, New Year's, and Halloween. And I go out very often. So I haven't really missed much work, lots and lots of jobs, lots of money. I've missed out on that. But I think of death and how he failed to stop it. Trump has failed at every step of this crisis, and I try not to think about it too much, but the complete incompetence is simply mind-boggling, from preventing the spread of the pandemic to covering up, to sabotaging public education, to fumbling vaccine rollout. It's like a constant fucking failure. You know, we've ran out of ICU beds. They're stacking the bodies up. It's like, where's the bodies? Fucking everywhere, guys. They're fucking just everywhere. And I want to continue a little bit on our Girl Power Hour Day, because this is the day for women. But as we go through the week and I get more tarot about women's and their men's problems, or this and that and the other, we need to remember that the problem isn't them, it's us. We made excuses for their bad behavior. We accepted their obvious lies. We gave them chance after chance again and again. We sold ourselves short. We didn't believe that we deserved better. And we stayed too long. We learned the hard way, you know, but we learned. So if this is something that we can remember, you know, it'll probably help. Oh, and also, on Netflix, Dirty John, watch it, take notes. I think I just went through this. And, you know, I had my intuition, but, like, you know, you want to not believe. You want to not believe, but, yeah, I just went through that shit. So I definitely watch Dirty John, take notes. So, the Americans everywhere, all of us, maybe not even Trump supporters, are so dumb. Are you so stupid you don't realize how fucked you are? Like, the pandemic has caused a lot of financial stress and hardship. And that is why Congress is passing a COVID relief bill containing about 10 days rent for people making $75,000, along with $500 million for Israel. And That looks like that's 500 million. And that's 3,300 million to help overthrow the democratically elect government of Venezuela. So, sounds about white. That's America with 3 K's, not C-A. I really just can't. Like, wow. That congressman has, resigned, that was part of that violent Trump coup. Every last one of these motherfuckers need to be charged with sedition. Brian Sicknick, Capitol Police officer killed in coup attempt, was anti-war Trump supporter. What? Hold on. On Sunday, hundreds of police officers lined the streets of Washington, D.C. in a funeral procession for Brian Sicknick, the Capitol Police officer killed when marauding Trump domestic terrorists hit him in the head with a fire extinguisher. Now, he was a military veteran who later became an opponent of the Iraq War and George W. Bush and was outspoken supporter of President Trump. A second police officer died over the weekend. 15-year veteran Howard Liebengood reportedly took his own life Saturday. On Sunday, President Trump ordered the flag above the White House to be flown at half-staff to honor Capitol Police officers. He took the step 3 days after the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi lowered the flag of the U.S. Capitol. Meanwhile, the Capitol's attending physician is warning members of Congress that they may have come in contact with someone infected with the coronavirus as they spent hours sheltering in a protective isolation room as Trump supporters rampage through the Capitol. Video shows several Republican lawmakers refusing to wear face masks inside this cramped space. Now, this is the harassment of a manatee, you fucking piece of shit. This is a federal crime punishable by $50,000 for 1 year in federal prison. You should just be hanged. Rep. Pramila Jayapal? She was arrested and fined by Capitol Police for sitting in a congressional building with a Mylar blanket to oppose family separation. They charged her with crowding. But insurrectionists can launch a deadly attack on the Capitol and just stroll out. Fucking prosecute them. I'm with you, ma'am. I'm with you. Now, what the fuck happened today? Significant failures. House Democrats introduced an article of impeachment against Trump for incitement of insurrection for his role in the riots at the Capitol that left five people dead last week. The four-page impeachment article charges Trump with inciting violence against the government of the United States. Nancy Pelosi said the House will vote to impeach Trump on Wednesday if Pence doesn't seek to remove him under the 25th Amendment or Trump doesn't resign first. The impeachment resolution has at least 218 co-sponsors, enough to ensure passage, which would make Trump the first president in U.S. history to be impeached twice. While it's unlikely that the Senate will hold a trial before Trump leaves office on the 20th, a conviction after his term ends would prevent Trump from federal office again. And he should never make office again. He's allowed all these people to die. What? White House counsel Pat Cipollone, that's what I'm going to call you, and former Attorney General William Barr warned Trump against pardoning himself. Trump was advised that he could potentially face civil liability for his role in inciting the attack by encouraging his supporters to storm Congress. The federal investigation into the insurrection has put the entire pardon process on hold, meaning people who have been lobbying Trump for pardons, including Rudy Giuliani, may not receive one. Ha ha! The FBI warned law enforcement agencies of possible armed protests at all 50 state capitals. And at the U.S. Capitol starting January 16th, the FBI has also received information about the group calling for storming state, local, and federal government courthouses and administrative buildings if Trump is removed from office prior to Biden's inauguration. They have warned that if Congress attempts to remove POTUS via the 25th Amendment, the bulletin read, a huge uprising will occur. Okay. Are you guys going to run over each other? Twitter permanently banned Trump. We know that. He urged Georgia's lead elections investigator to find the fraud. Basically, the call was separate from another call to Georgia's Secretary of State. Raffensperger pressured him to find enough votes to overturn the state's presidential election results. 2030 called investigations chief of Georgia Secretary of State's office and attempted to intervene in Raffensperger's ongoing investigation. About 2% of the U.S. population has been vaccinated. And the Trump administration correcting its significant failures in the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines said the U.S. cannot afford for its vaccination campaign to continue to be hindered by the lack of planning, communication, and leadership we have seen so far. They had a goal of inoculating 20 million Americans by the end of December, but only 9 million have received their first dose, despite nearly 25.5 million doses have been distributed. Biden has promised 100 million shots in his first 100 days. And that's the tea, you guys. And I'll be back on tomorrow. Bye. Black Lives Matter. Fuck Donald Trump. Wear your mask. Wash your hands.